She came to me too that night. She came with a smile and with a nod. She knew what she wanted. But what did I want? What have I ever wanted? She kissed me as if it was real, with those lips and with those smiles. Her eyes were open, her body mine. She came to me, she came to me, she came to me. With a smile that was not hers. There was no snow in that soul. At least, none I felt, none that walked my street. It wasn't only smiling and kissing and fumbling and even a little trembling. It was the day that we are born that strangers, overheard in the night, remember. It was my day, my night, her what? An empty moan, a spurious sigh. She couldn't look, couldn't even lick. She was mine that night, wholly mine, as I held her close within my arms, as I looked to see who she was, as I looked to see where she was. I wonder dimly, somehow, strangely, what it was she chose in me, and where and who she was coming from. That knock, knock, knocking on my door at 2 a.m. She came with a smile so sweet. I think she knew what she wanted. And I knew. I never knew. I'll never know. I said, come in, she said. What for? I only smiled. I could not reply. I really wondered why I was asleep, you see. I hope when that knock woke me up. What does a girl want with me at 2 a.m.? What does anyone ever want with me? But in she came with a pert little grace, and oh, such a very pretty smile upon her cute little face. I knew then that I was falling into that forbidden state of grace. But I never knew, I never even guessed, that it could be my last and first taste of that flesh they call divine. But as she left me, and as I said goodbye one last time, I saw but there was no smile on her face, a hollow face, filled with such beauty, such deep beauty and despair. And as she said, I'll never live again. No, I'll never sin again.